A big jobs report, sorta, hides another issue. What is it? We'll tell you. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 3rd day of May. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. And then we're going to be talking about wages and wage growth. We'll talk about Burger King and mental health, and the Oracle of Omaha says Amazon is just great. Thank you very much. Speaking of Amazon, looks like founder Jeff Bezos is about to rake in more money. How and from what? We'll tell you. Those stories, the markets, and because it's Friday, Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of CityU Magazine, joins me to chat it up about stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. Expect silliness to rule. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Hey, happy Friday, everybody, and welcome back to the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, yeah, I'm on Twitter, too. You can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, the Bureau of Labor released the jobs report this morning, and the U.S. added a whopping 263,000 non-farm jobs, which beat expectations that were pegged at 190,000 jobs. The unemployment level also sank to its lowest that it's been since, get this, 1969 at 3.6%. But, yeah, I know, you knew one was coming, right? But this new milestone was reached because more people simply stopped looking for work. What? The size of the labor force contracted in April by nearly 500,000 people and fell for the fourth straight month. The last time the labor force fell 4 months in a row was during the waning stages of the 2007-2009 Great Recession. And before that, we have to go all the way back to 1950. The so-called labor participation rate slipped to 62.8% from a six-year high of 63.2% back in January. So what does that mean? Well, it tells us that every 63 out of 100 able-bodied Americans 16 years of age or older either have a job or are seeking one. So the primary reason the unemployment number went down in April is the shrinking labor force, or as economists might say, the unemployment rate fell for the wrong reason. So what explains the decline? Well, the most likely cause is rapid retirements of baby boomers whose ranks are dwindling faster than the number of younger people entering the labor force. Slower economic growth earlier in the year may have also discouraged some people from looking for jobs. But economists say, hey, don't worry about it. The size of the labor force can jump up and down, they point out, and it rarely should be taken at face value for any 1 month. What does matter is the long-term trend. By virtually every measure, in fact, the labor market is still the strongest it's been in decades. Unemployment and layoffs are at a 50-year low, wages are rising, and open jobs easily tops the number of unemployed workers out there. Okay, but before you break out the bubbly, there's one more tiny little detail in the jobs report, and that's wage growth. The bottom line for any jobs report is the aggregate change in weekly pay. That factors in net hiring, average hourly wage growth, and the change in total hours workers worked in the economy. In April, aggregate weekly payrolls rose by just 0.1%, matching a low that goes back to 2016. Not true. Some big companies like Target, Walmart, Amazon, and Costco have raised wages. But has manufacturing and other sectors? Now that the tax cut boost to consumer incomes has begun to fade, a key question is whether companies will slow hiring. That depends in part on whether employers can attract sidelined workers back into the labor market. And here is an interesting side note. Guess what? McDonald's is teaming up with AARP as it turns to seniors to help fill over 250,000 summer jobs. So there. Speaking of burgers, this week Burger King launched a new mental health awareness campaign complete with mood-themed real meals. We're not making this up. While some people have applauded the campaign for helping raise awareness around mental illness, others have criticized it for making light of mental health issues. May, of course, is Mental Health Awareness Month, and so this promotion has been timed into that. Burger King Real Meals includes the Blue Meal, the Salty Meal, the Yes Meal, and the DGAF Meal. That means don't give a that word. And are available only in select restaurants in a few cities. The campaign also includes a video spot on YouTube showing a montage of people in various emotional states using the line, quote, "No one is happy all the time, and that's okay," end quote. The company said it partnered with Mental Health America for the campaign. Now, the campaign quickly drew criticism from some on social media who claimed it was downplaying mental illness or attempting to profit off the subject. Others wondered whether the Burger King was making resources available for people with mental health issues or making monetary contributions to any organizations. Yet mental health experts seem to agree it's a good way to shine a light on the issue. Asked to respond to the negative feedback on social media, a spokesperson for Burger King said the company wasn't offering interviews for the campaign and said the chain is donating to Mental Health America for an undisclosed amount. Well, this is interesting. Warren Buffett has said that he underestimated Amazon's Jeff Bezos. Now one of Buffett's deputies is willing to put money behind the tech giant. Berkshire Hathaway has been buying Amazon shares, and the purchases will show up in a regulatory filing later this month. Buffett, Berkshire's chairman and chief executive officer, said, quote, "One of the fellows in the office that manage money made the purchases." That's a reference to investment managers Todd Combs and Ted Wechsler. Combs and Wechsler have gained influence at Berkshire in recent years. Buffett credited some of his conglomerate's purchases of airline stock and Apple to the deputies and noted their involvement in helping Berkshire beyond their stock-picking duties. Buffett, who is 88 years old, and longtime business partner Charles Munger, who is 95, have praised the pair, with Munger saying they give Berkshire younger eyes. The Amazon stake further cements the relationship between Berkshire and Bezos' company. Berkshire is a partner with Amazon and Wall Street bank J.P. Morgan Chase in a health venture. The firms are setting up an independent company to offer health care services to their U.S. employees more transparently and at a lower cost, they say. Speaking of Mr. Bezos, the rich, you know, they just keep getting richer. Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos, whose estimated net worth of $157 billion makes him the richest man in the world, and he's expected to haul in hundreds of millions of dollars more from Uber's anticipated initial public offering next week. The 55-year-old tech entrepreneur was one of the early investors in the ride-hailing app. When Uber goes public, it's expected to be valued at more than $80 billion. Uber said it anticipates that the initial public offering will be priced between $44 and $50 a share. Bezos invested both personally and through Benchmark, that's a venture capital firm known for its early stage funding of things like Dropbox, Twitter, Snapchat, and other successful tech companies. Well, the healthy jobs report spurred the markets forward today. The Dow gained 197 points to close at 26,504, while the S&P 500 rose by nearly 1%, posting its biggest gain since April 1st and closed at 29.45. The NASDAQ added 1.6% to hit a record high, closing at 81.64. And as we just shared with you, shares of Amazon got a boost from an investment by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. Wall Street halted two straight days of losses that were driven by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's comments on Wednesday about low inflation pressures being transitory. That comment lowered the odds of an interest rate cut, which disappointed investors. Today's rally was led by Amazon, whose stock rose for the first time in 5 days after Buffett told CNBC that one of his investment managers at Berkshire Hathaway has been buying Amazon. We just told you about that, right? Shares of the e-commerce giant, after that, well, they were up by more than 3%. Shares of Tesla jumped by more than 4% today after the electric car maker said it increased the size of the stock and bond offering announced a day earlier, and CEO Elon Musk intends to buy even more equity. Despite the gains today, the Dow still posted a weekly loss. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ finished the week slightly higher. Gold was up by $7.60, shaking some of the loss from yesterday, and ended trading at $1,279.60 an ounce. Oil gained just 4 pennies today to trade at $61.85 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note is paying 2.52%. When we come back, it's Friday, and you know, that's the day that we welcome the managing editor of City View Magazine to riff with me about stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. Some fun stuff ahead here on the Friday edition of the Business News Hour.